This is regional news coverage from the KBIA newsroom. I'm Katarina Sestarek. Missouri Senator Roy Blunt believes that the federal government shutdown could go on for quite a while if it's not resolved this week. The partial shutdown began on Tuesday and has resulted in the furlough of thousands of federal employees and the closure of many federal attractions and buildings around the country. Blunt, a Republican, says the shutdown may continue until the debt ceiling issue and the intermediate funding question is resolved.
I think it shouldn't have happened, but it has happened, and it's probably now collapsing all of those discussions into one big discussion, and that means it may go on longer than anybody wants it to if it's not ended in the next day or two.
Wednesday, the Republican-run House rejected an effort by Democrats aimed at forcing the House to vote on immediately reopening the government without clamping any restrictions on President Barack Obama's health care law. The Missouri Supreme Court heard arguments Wednesday in a lawsuit that's delaying the implementation of the state student transfer law in the Kansas City area. Marshall Griffin has details.
A lower court ruling declared the transfer law to be an unfunded mandate for school districts in Independence, Lee, Summit, and North Kansas City, but not for Blue Springs and Raytown. Attorney Andrew Hirth argued for the state, saying the lower court got it right.
All it did was to shift existing responsibility for educational services among local political subdivisions.
Hirth's case also asserts that the tuition formula includes debt services that will more than cover the cost of mobile classroom space and other needs for Blue Springs schools. They argued, though, that taking in transfer students represents a new service or activity that would shift the tax burden to local residents. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The Missouri Supreme Court will issue its ruling at a later date. Jefferson City is faced with almost 500 newly unemployed citizens after the closure of R.R. Donnelly Tuesday. The company managed printing services and opened its Jefferson City plant in 2007. The Missouri Department of Economic Development has been working with the laid-off employees to help place them in new employment or find another path. Amy Suzanne is spokesperson for the department, and she says they've had a positive reaction from people using the transition services.
There are people out there that go straight from high school or their two-year college or four-year college and stick with that job for years. So just as simple as assisting them in creating a resume is a huge step for them. It builds confidence, and more than anything, it's just listening to these folks and letting them know that there are other avenues for them that are available.
Suzanne says businesses can work with the department in order to find new positions for their employees as close to the layoff as possible. Anyone looking to participate in the employment services can go to their local career center. For the second time this year, a federal court has ruled that the eastern Missouri town of Desloge cannot ban the Ku Klux Klan or any other group from passing out handbills. U.S. Magistrate Judge Nanette A. Baker's ruling Tuesday stops Desloge from enforcing an ordinance that prohibits leafleting on the street. The American Civil Liberties Union sued on behalf of the KKK. The ACLU initially filed suit in 2012, and a judge struck down the original ordinance. Desloge revised the law, but the ACLU also challenged the revision, claiming that it, too, violated free speech rights. Desloge City Administrator Greg Camp says the ordinance is aimed at keeping pedestrians safe, not singling out offensive groups. Camp says city officials haven't decided whether to appeal. For KBIA News, I'm Katarina Sestarek.